Good morning. It's Friday, November the 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt. This is your wake-up call. And today, it being November 22nd, is my son Samuel Benjamin Walt's birthday. So happy birthday, Sam. I love my Sam. And we'll get to see you next week at Thanksgiving and celebrate. Looking forward to that. Sam is in school with his two sisters, Mary Catherine and Lily, at the College of Charleston in Charleston, South Carolina. So let's be praying especially for Sam as these final exams come up. All right, now, let's begin this day with consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Abba, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Abba, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Because I Am Pleased With You, and I Know You by Name. Moving from resignation to surrender. Our text is Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 through 17. Hear now the word of the Lord. Moses said to the Lord, You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways, so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people. The Lord replied, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Then Moses said to him, If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked. Because I am pleased with you, and I know you by name. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Moses knows it's beyond a long shot by now. He's gone to bat one too many times for the Israelites. Though he has done his absolute best, he has missed cues, made mistakes, lost his cool on more than one occasion, and wanted to give up several times. He knows he has not been enough. He wants to salvage the job, get these former slaves into the promised land, and maybe retire. Despite so many miraculous things, Moses knows it has been a bust. It feels like a bridge too far at this point. In fact, as we enter into today's text, Moses seemed resigned to finish the job without God. Moses said to the Lord, You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. In the past, Moses has appealed to God on the basis of his power, his mercy, and his reputation. He's even reminded God of his own covenant promise with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and God has answered. Today is different. We see in Moses a clear spirit of resignation, 1,000 miles from wholehearted surrender. He's not quitting. He knows he can't go it alone, that he needs help, and he just wants the details so he can get it over with. He's willing to limp across the finish line and fade off into the sunset. So many of us who have failed in life feel this way. We got off the trail. We missed the boat. We fell from grace. We made a critical error in judgment. Went to sleep at the wheel, even had some kind of moral failure. In those two words, don't get me started. Who hasn't committed moral failure? It's the bare threshold definition of sin, for crying out loud. People don't commit moral failure. They succumb to weakness in their brokenness. It doesn't make it okay, just understandable. They don't need to be shamefully exposed, but graciously covered by the unswerving mercy of God in Jesus Christ. In this moment, Moses makes the most significant decision of his life. He gets in touch with his heart, and he abandons himself to God. Watch this. "You have said, 'I know you by name and have found favor with me.' If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people." Moses stakes everything on his relationship with God. In response, he and we get the pure gospel. Here it is. Brace yourself for the best news you have ever heard. The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Try to imagine the relief Moses must have felt upon hearing these words from God. Truth is, he didn't seem to hear it at all. Look at his response. "Then Moses said to him, 'If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you're pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?'" Moses, are you listening? Did you even hear what Yahweh, the God of heaven and earth, just said to you? "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Clearly, this seemed too good to be true for Moses. Same with us. We are conditioned to disbelieve anything that seems too good to be true. And the truth is, there is only one thing in life too good to be true that is actually true: the Word of God. God is so good, he adds this. "And the Lord said to Moses, 'I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you.'" I'm going to press now. Let's go deep into the promised land, also known as the gospel. When Jesus was baptized at the Jordan River, at the very place of the crossing of the Israelites, he received a gospel word from the Father. It is the same word God speaks over all who follow Jesus into his baptism. He said, "You are my son. You are my beloved. With you, I am well pleased. Those words are spoken over you in your baptism, not as echoes, but as living words. Your name, insert your name. I say it over myself every single morning. John David, you are my son. You are my beloved. With you, I am well pleased. I've said it over my children over and over and over, making the sign of the cross on their foreheads at bedtime when they were young, and every chance I get since, I say, and for today's sake, Sam, David, Mary Catherine, Lily, you are my son. You are my daughter. You are my beloved. With you, I'm well pleased. You and me desperately need to hear this reforming word in the depths of our being over and over and over again until we finally hear it. And then over and over and over again until we finally dare to believe it. This is the core of the core of the core of our core identity. God is pleased with us, and there's nothing we can do about it. Because we didn't earn it, we can't unearn it. It is God's gift of amazing grace. However, everything in the world, including a lot of bad religion, comes against this. The only thing God asks us is to follow Jesus out of these waters and into the life of His promised presence. He wants relationship. Can I translate these words to you to their most practical level today? You are my son, He says to you. You are my daughter. Translation, I love you. You are my beloved. Translation, I like you. With you, I am well pleased. Translation, and I'm proud of you. Watch how the text ends today. And I know you by name. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I receive your deliverance from a vague and general sense of your love for us and into a personal, you know me by name, deep and ever-deepening awareness of your love, delight, and pleasure for and in me. I receive your deliverance from a spirit of weak resignation and into a way of abandoned surrender into your arms. Thank you for knowing me by name. I want to know you more by name. I want to talk to you as a friend talks to a friend. I want to be done with casual religion and move into the country of real faith, primal faith, plain, unadorned, heart-level faith. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for our good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 Our journal prompts today. Do you struggle with a spirit of weak resignation, giving up hope of winning or even running well, just trying to get through the race? Do you really believe this amazing grace of the gospel shared today? What holds you back? Will you dare to speak these words of God over yourself out loud today? About tomorrow and the next day too. We're going to sing a chorus here in a minute. It's not in our hymnal. I've printed the words in the email. If you want to cue those up, it's short. You'll pick it up. Oh, how he loves you and me. I think that's what the Lord was trying to get across to Moses. I mean, Moses is tired, and we get it. He was in his 70s, maybe 80, before he even came to the burning bush, and this has gone on, and he's weary. We all understand that. Many of us feel it. That weariness can easily just bully us into just that spirit of weak resignation. And the response to that is not just buck up and, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and dig deeper and try harder. That's not the response God's looking for. He's looking for, like, will you just let yourself go to me? Will you just abandon yourself in love for the one who loves you more than you can even imagine? And so many people are still struggling at that point to really believe, even me. And I love how Moses, in his prayer, he says, if you're pleased with me, God has said, I know you by name. You found favor with me. I am pleased with you. I know you by name. He's like, if you're pleased with me, teach me your way so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you. And I think that's what God's doing in this text. He's like just grabbing Moses. I don't know. You just see him kind of putting his hands on the Moses' face and lifting his eyes to see his face. It's like God wants us to seek his face. Can we seek his face? Can we open ourselves up to believe the unbelievable words, my son, my daughter, my beloved, with you I am well pleased. You know, it's like you can think, well, you know, we're his children. He's got to love us, but he keeps going. He's like, okay, just in case that's what you think, you're my beloved too. I like you. I enjoy you. I seek your presence. And in case that's not coming through to you, I want you to know that I'm well pleased with you, that I'm proud of you. Most people in this world have never heard that kind of word from another human being. They've not heard it from their parents. They've longed to hear it. And you need to know God is saying it right now, right here, over you, by name. Let's sing. Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Jesus to Calvary did go, his love for sinners to show. What he did there brought hope from despair. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Amen. That's a good song to go out on the field with today. Oh, how he loves you and me. And as that deepens in us, that awareness of being held in the love of God, that's how we start moving toward other people. That's how we can start actually loving ourselves the way God loves us, not in the broken ways of self-love, but in the ways of God's love. And then we'll love our neighbor as we love ourselves. That's, in fact, what we're always doing anyway. That's just the reality. So learning to love ourselves like God loves us will actually just flow out the love of God through us to our neighbor. And then God knows it flows back to God. It's a remarkable thing. It's the kingdom. That's what we're trying to be about on the fields of awakening every single day. That's what sowing seeds of awakening is all about. Just the unknowing kind glances, the little ways of being attuned to and present to other people, caring beyond reasonability a lot of times. Well, grab your seeds, gang. It's Friday. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.